Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, May 7th. I'm Mark Daniels. Another disappointing loss for the Milwaukee Brewers. They fall to the Arizona Diamondbacks at Miller Park 7-5 Tuesday night. Brewers scored five runs in the first inning to take a 5-2 lead. Paul Goldschmidt started the fireworks, a two-run home run off Marco Estrada, but the Brewers answered with a handful. That was keyed by Logan Schaefer's two-run double. Manager Ron Renicki says we should have knocked out starter Josh Colemanter after that.
We didn't do a thing after the first inning, and we need to add on. We had them in pitch count trouble through three innings, and then fourth and fifth inning, real quick innings, and he's able to go six, and we shouldn't have let him go that far.
As for Diamondbacks manager Kirk Gibson, he says his offense kept battling.
It helps when you get guys on base like that, and we're capable of doing that, so good to see the guys swing bat. Like I said, I was getting kind of frustrated with the start of that game, but we hung in there, chipped away, and got it done in the end.
They got it done because Brandon Kinsler failed in the bullpen as he entered the eighth inning with a 5-4 lead but gave up three runs, including a two-run tie-breaking home run to Aaron Hill. Renicki says he has not lost confidence in his bullpen.
Last few games, they haven't been quite as good, but they pitch great. That's why we've won so many ball games, and I need to show confidence in them because I really think they're good, and I think they're going to help us the whole year. And I want to stick with guys. But if it comes to the point where it's just time after time that they're not throwing the ball well, then we'll make some changes.
Brewers are still 22-12. They still have a five-game lead in the division, and they'll send Willie Peralta against Bronson Arroyo in the series finale Wednesday afternoon at Miller Park. Elsewhere in the big leagues, the Dodgers beat the Washington Nationals 8-3. Clayton Kershaw went seven innings, struck out nine. He gets to 2-0, but he hasn't pitched since opening day down under in Australia 6 weeks ago.
You just miss pitching, you know, in the big leagues. It's a special thing to get to do, and try not to take it for granted. So 6 weeks felt like a long time, but I had fun tonight. It was good to be back.
The Miami Marlins are playing well. They beat the New York Mets 3-0. Henderson Alvarez, a complete game victory. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the San Francisco Giants 2-1. First game in the big leagues that ended with an overturned replay call. Starling Marte tripled and then came home on an error. He was called out, but replays ruled him safe. Marte says there was never a doubt.
I know I was safe because I wasn't there, but we had to wait for umpire to make that decision.
Atlanta Braves beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1 to end a seven-game slide and keep the Brewers' lead at five games. American League at Cleveland beat Minnesota 4-2. Detroit routed Houston 11-4. Miguel Cabrera went 4-for-5 with a home run. He drove in four. Orioles a 5-3 winner over the Tampa Bay Rays. Yankees knocked off the Angels 4-3. Brian Roberts a home run in the top of the ninth. Seattle scored four in the top of the ninth to beat Oakland 8-3. In interleague play, Toronto a 6-5 10-inning win over the Philadelphia Phillies. Juan Francisco a sacrifice fly in the top of the 10th. Red Sox beat the Reds 4-3 in 12 innings. Grady Sizemore with a walk-off RBI single. Sizemore says his bat's been running hot and cold.
I knew I was going to go through ups and downs. You know, you're not going to be gone as long as I have and expect to just have everything be smooth all year. So, you expect that. You just try to minimize it, you know, and try to find a way to get out of it as soon as possible.
White Sox beat the Cubs for the second straight day, 5-1. Chicago Cubs had just four hits. Colorado a 12-1 win over Texas, scoring six runs in the sixth. And Kansas City gets by San Diego 3-1 in 11 innings. In minor league baseball, Kane County, the best team in the Midwest League, improved to 23-9 with an 8-2 victory over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who fall to 13-18, and they are 0-5 against Kane County. They'll wrap up that series and the road trip with a matinee on Wednesday afternoon. To the NBA playoffs, second round series openers had the Miami Heat, the defending champions, crush Brooklyn 107-86. Nets had won all four regular season meetings, but LeBron James had 22 points. And after sweeping Charlotte in the first round, James says, didn't look like we had a layoff.
It seemed like we didn't take much time off at all. As far as our rhythm, 10 turnovers, 22 assists, that's right in our wheelhouse, 52 points in the paint. I mean, that's us playing basketball. We didn't get to the free throw line a lot, but we got into the paint. And, you know, to have 8 days off from playing a game, I feared the rhythm.
Didn't have to worry at all. Kevin Garnett, for the first time in his career, held scoreless in a postseason game for the Nets. Heat up 1-0. San Antonio grabs a 1-0 lead over the Portland Trailblazers with a convincing 116-92 victory. Tony Parker leading the way with 33 points and 9 assists.
I think defensively is one of our best games because Portland, you know, they have a lot of shooters, a lot of weapons, obviously. I think the best news, too, is Marco Bellinelli to be back. And Aaron Baines was huge. And I think we're going to need that during the series because I think our bench, you know, we can take advantage of that.
LaMarcus Aldridge at 32 points for the Blazers. Spurs up 1-0. Despite going to the playoffs two straight years and a 51 victory season this year, Golden State surprisingly fired head coach Mark Jackson on Tuesday. And after a two-year run as MVP, LeBron James has to give way to Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant. First time he was named the NBA's most valuable player, thanked his coaches, teammates, and yes, his mom.
You made us believe. You kept us off the street. Put clothes on our backs, food on the table. When you didn't eat, you made sure we ate. You went to sleep hungry. You sacrificed for us. You the real MVP.
Nice touch with Mother's Day coming on Sunday to the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Montreal Canadiens beat the Boston Bruins 4-2. Defenseman P.K. Subban with a goal and an assist in the first period, but the Canadiens needed an empty netter to put this one away. Subban says, yeah, it took a full 60 minutes.
I thought we did a good job of sticking together. They pushed hard. They're a good team. They got some all-stars on that team, so we know they're capable of making plays, especially when the game's on the line. They made some, but they didn't make enough today.
Montreal leading the President's Trophy-winning Bruins 2-1, and the Minnesota Wild beat the Chicago Blackhawks in St. Paul 4-0. All four goals coming in the third period. Ilya Bryzgalov with 19 saves in the nets gets the shutout. Zach Parise of the Wild says that was a great result.
Yeah, when you can get a shutout against that team, it's good. It felt like a lot of neutral zone play, a lot of bouncing pucks. It was tough to really sustain a lot. I know we had a little bit in the second period in spurts, but it was really tough to sustain a lot of in-zone time.
There were only 37 shots combined in this one. The Nashville Predators, for only the second time in franchise history, have hired a coach, Peter Laviolette, who led the Carolina Hurricanes to a Stanley Cup several years back, replaces the only coach the Predators have had in their franchise history, Barry Trotz. The United States Hockey League Clark Cup Finals about to begin. The top two teams in each conference, the Indiana Ice, will take on the Waterloo Blackhawks. The Green Bay Gamblers and the USHL conducted 2 days of drafting this week. Phase one was for futures players whose birthday is in 1998 only. Phase two on Tuesday added players to the roster for the upcoming season. Gamblers traded away their first-round draft choice in season for forward Connor Hurley, and with their top choice in the second round, took Brian Bowen, a forward from Littleton, Massachusetts, a University of Vermont recruit. The second choice in round two, head coach Derek Lalonde selected Joseph Wegworth, a forward from the under-18 USA national team. He says after trading away the first rounder, we felt we doubled down big time in the second.
We had two kids earmarked from that second round, the Wegworth kid and the Bowen kid. And the fact that we got both from the second round, we actually traded Ryan Soroki for Des Moines' second-round pick. We end up getting both kids, so we're actually ecstatic.
Gamblers also selected a pair of twins, Jack and Nick Poling from Lakeville North High School in Minnesota. Local product also selected by the Gamblers, Trenton Bliss from the Appleton United team. All told, Green Bay took 12 forwards, 6 defensemen, and a goaltender in phase 2 of the draft. Green Bay Notre Dame Academy had 4 players drafted, including Mason Appleton, 3rd overall pick to the Tri-City Storm. Luke Davison, Brett Gruber, and Colin Appleton also get their names called in the USHL draft. The other draft this week is the NFL. Packers draft round one coming up on Thursday night. General manager Ted Thompson has the 21st choice in round number one, but Thompson also has the luxury of having 4 picks among the top 98.
It's good. You know, if we could, we'd have more. I mean, more is better. It gives you better odds. But it wouldn't be any different if it was this year or last year or the year before.
Round one Thursday night, rounds 2 and 3 Friday night, the final 4 rounds on Saturday, and you can get involved in the draft by texting DRAFT to 79489. And when the Packers make the pick, you'll be instantly notified. There's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.